Good afternoon, Mrs. Ketchell-Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm doing a series at the moment on controversial topics in space, and so I have somebody with me who's a bit of a techie person and who's going to unpick and unravel a subject which I find quite a controversial one and quite a difficult one, which is advertising in space. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, oh my goodness, are we going to be looking up in the night skies? And, you know, just as on Friday afternoons, sometimes you can look up and you can see a light aircraft going over Cape Town advertising things, you know. Are we going to be looking up in the night skies and we're going to see, you know, slogans spelt out in satellites or something crazy like this? It's not quite like that. And to tell us a bit more about it is Dr. François Malan. Good afternoon, François.
Good afternoon, Ketchell.
Right, so what is this? Advertising in space, what's going on?
Yeah, I read the article on this, and it seems like some very shrewd businessman got together all the trending things and combine it with space as another trending thing. So he has cryptocurrency and advertising and CubeSats and something that Elon Musk's really like, which is called Dogecoin, which is like Bitcoin, but with much more nerd cred. And he put all of those together in a kind of a business model. There's a selfie stick in there as well.
Okay, so now the CubeSat, these are tiny little satellites. And some people may have heard of the Starlink project, which is Elon Musk sending thousands of these little tiny satellites up into space. So we're talking little tiny satellites here. So what has this got to do with advertising, François?
Yes, in this case, it's only one tiny satellite. And indeed, a CubeSat is about the size of a loaf of bread, you could say. It's one cube is, what, 10 by 10 by 10 centimeters. And I didn't specify how large this one would be, but if it's a 2U CubeSat, for example, it would be about the size of a loaf of bread. And he put like a billboard on this satellite, but this tiny billboard that's small enough to fit on his loaf of bread size satellite with some LEDs that you can program to be either on or off. So it's like those boards you have next to the highway that displays messages for motorists, something like that, but much smaller.
Okay, so this is not something that you're going to be able to see from the surface of planet Earth, even if you have binoculars or telescope and know exactly where to look.
Exactly. I mean, with a good pair of binoculars or with a telescope, even, you are just able to see the International Space Station, which is huge, hundreds of times larger than this little satellite would be. So you will definitely not be able to see it with your own eyes, even using a telescope. But to solve that problem, they put a selfie stick on it, and there's a sort of a camera on the tip of the selfie stick that then records a video of the tiny little electronic display, and then you can watch the display over the internet, I assume.
Oh, I see. So somebody then pays some money to have some advertising slogan put on the side of this tiny, tiny little satellite, and then a selfie takes some images of this slogan, and then it gets beamed back down, and so you can see it on the internet and you can say, there's my advertising slogan in space. Is that the idea?
Exactly. And if you happen to be in space next to the satellite, you would see this, but it's all a bit dark. You could just have, you know, a cell phone in the International Space Station displaying a message. You could WhatsApp your advertising message to someone. It's the same kind of thing, but it does have a lot of novelty, I guess. They're the first people to do this, and it's fun, and it's kind of stupid. So people might be willing to spend a lot of money on that.
Well, Dr. François Malan, thank you for putting us straight on this one. It's a bit daft. It's a bit of a gimmick. But these are the kinds of things that are happening in space these days. Who would have thought? Thank you very much for putting us straight on advertising in space. And it's really great to see you again, François. And I hope we meet again soon, you know, for real, in real space. And thanks very much, François, if you want to say goodbye to our listeners.
Bye. Thanks, Ketchell. It's always fun to be on your show.
Okay, for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear and advertising-free skies.